You're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange, where we talk with entrepreneurs from startup stage through stable and growing businesses. I'm your host, Cynthia Scher, and my guest today is Matt Hoffman, veteran of creative advertising and director of commercials for brands like Nike, Gatorade, Michelob, Nissan, and ESPN. He's an acclaimed storyteller. And Matt moved his family from Los Angeles back to his hometown of Ashland and founded Storytown, a nonprofit event producer and current events app. We're here to talk about the story of Storytown and how this startup is drawing attention to arts organizations and businesses in the Rogue Valley. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So you had an amazing and successful career in Los Angeles. What brought you back to the Rogue Valley?
Well, I'm from Ashland, born and raised and schooled through grade school, middle school, high school, and then Southern Oregon University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've been through the entire education system here. Totally. And that brought you back?
Well, my kids brought me back. So growing up here, I had a great childhood, and I was lucky to be raised in a place that had such good schools. So my wife and I had our second child during COVID and made the decision to move back home.
Right. And so what from your first impressions had changed in Southern Oregon since you last lived here, which was what you said, 23 years ago?
Yeah, it was 23 years ago, yeah. 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I guess 29 years ago.
Yeah. So what were the dramatic changes that you noticed?
Well, for one, some schools were closed. Briscoe, which was my alma mater, Lincoln was closed, and there was talk of even more closing. So that was kind of the birth of Storytown, actually.
Oh, say more. School closing leading to Storytown. So you're going to have to tell us a little bit about what Storytown is, and then back up to what sparked your inspiration to start it.
Well, Storytown is meant to attract young families to Ashland by adding more experiences to sort of the cultural calendar of Ashland beyond Shakespeare. And that mission kind of started when I was asked to join a committee, I guess an action committee, to try and figure out how we could come up with ways of bringing more kids into the school district.
Ah, I see. And when you say committee, was it a committee of the school board or the school district or the chamber? Or
it was connected to the school board and Ashland Schools. And I guess I was asked, because of my background in advertising, if I could come up with a marketing idea. I don't think anybody quite knew what that might be. And that started me on this path that ended up becoming Storytown.
Right, right. And I think you mentioned when we spoke earlier about, you know, how different cities in Oregon have branded themselves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, the idea of Storytown is kind of similar to Stumptown in Portland. Tracktown is Eugene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ashland, came up with the help of a friend of mine, came up with Storytown.
So Storytown, I'm still making the bridge between Storytown and attracting young families.
Exactly. So by branding ourselves Storytown, we kind of give ourselves the cachet of a bigger town than Ashland maybe is on paper, but we punch way above our weight culturally. And I think for a little town, there's lots to going on. We have this world-famous theater, so it kind of gives us a stamp, kind of plants the flag kind of confidently on the I-5 corridor to kind of link us with Eugene, Portland, as these cultural hubs of Oregon.
Mm-hmm. And how do you see that sort of fanning out through the Rogue Valley? Because I know on your app, which we'll talk about in a minute, you list events from all over Southern Oregon. So
yeah,
tell me more about the magnet that is Storytown.
Well, I think Ashland has always been a place that can draw people in, and they fall in love with Ashland, and then they discover the Valley. And to me, you know, growing up here, the real beauty of growing up here was the Valley. You know, Ashland's a great town for art, but Valley-wide, there's so much to offer in terms of outdoors and fishing and, you know, skiing, so.
Yeah, it's a destination for a lot of tourists and a lot of hopefully young families.
Absolutely.
What you're working towards. So I know you have sort of two parts of Storytown right now, right? You have a nonprofit and you have an app. Tell us what the mission of the nonprofit is.
So really the nonprofit is to attract young families through events. Mm-hmm. So like last year, we did the Sarcasm Festival. We have plans to do many more events. We also help others produce events and through our eventorship program. And then, you know, a town like Ashland, there's so much going on for a little town. We knew that harnessing the calendar was really important. So that was the birth of the app.
And the way you're doing events, I saw that you have this eventorship program on your website. What is that? So if, like, say I wanted to bring, you know, some act here or create one here, what would I do?
Well, right now on the website, you can go and you can fill out a form. And that form kind of gives us some criteria that are kind of important to the organization. And if it fits the criteria, then we can support events and basically mentor you through the event process. Because within our organization, we've got some amazing people that do marketing and do operations.
Great. Tell me a little bit about those amazing people who you're working with.
Yes. So Carolina Levanino is a local marketing wizard. She's been doing it for 20 years. She used to run the Newman Group in terms of marketing. And then Montana Hauser is a local person that you would never know, basically runs Coachella through operations. So she's one of these people that kind of in, you know, plain sight, you'd see her walking down the street. You wouldn't know that her day job is doing these incredible events.
So if you have an idea for an event and you've got this incredible team that can put them on, how is that funded?
Well, that's a really good question. At this point, we are funded through the generosity of a couple very amazing people locally that see the value in this, that see that the town is struggling for families, and kind of the vibrancy, I guess, that I remember growing up is still here to a degree, but we have become primarily a retirement community that kind of prices out young families, I guess you'd say. So, yeah, so far we've been surviving through the generosity of others.
And do you have a model for sustainability through? Are you hoping to do ticket sales and donations the way a cultural arts organization does? Or,
yeah, I mean, so the Sarcasm Festival, we sold tickets, and there's some profit there. We see some profitability potentially through the app as it develops, and then we're out there getting grants, and then we're hoping to also get some sponsors this year for the Sarcasm Festival, as well as some other donors.
Oh, terrific. You're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Cynthia Scherr, and my guest today is Matt Hoffman, founder of Storytown and the Storytown app. So let's talk about the app a little, because I downloaded it a few weeks ago, and I just loved how clean it was and clear and super easy to follow. And one of the things I was excited by was also that it was not just Ashland-specific, that you were advertising events throughout Southern Oregon. So talk to us a little bit about how the app works and how, I think one of the phrases you used was, people who use it can kind of create their own story.
Yes. So we wanted something simple and clean, like you said, that works almost like the weather app. So when you go to it, it immediately brings you to what's happening right now. It was designed with parents in mind. So again, this mission of drawing in young families, this is a tool for families that live here. This is a tool for people visiting here, that they could immediately find out what's going on and where. And then when something is done, it goes away. So like a bulletin board that you see in a coffee shop, usually you look and say, oh, that looks cool, and then it's already happened.
Yeah. So that eliminates confusion. It's like it's all forward.
Exactly.
So how would I use it to sort of create my own story? I think
yes.
That was a line you used at one point.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things we're developing is this idea of a story planner.
Ah.
So it can become a tool for someone who's visiting Ashland to basically write their Ashland story. They could book a hotel. They could get a reservation at a restaurant. They could get tickets to a show or an event. So it works that way. But it also works as someone that lives here. You're wondering what to do. And as things in Ashland kind of flow together, it allows you this kind of beautiful freedom to kind of go from one thing to the next as you finish. Maybe, you know, you've gone taking your kids to a clay class, and then you go, oh, there's a concert in the park, and it allows you to kind of weave into the culture of the town.
And does it go all the way up through Grants Pass? I mean, what's your geographic range?
Exactly. And yeah, that's where I think the vision ultimately is, that through Storytown, we're connecting the valley. So Ashland is a great launching place for other adventures, which, you know, there's just so much to see.
Got it. So have you faced any obstacles in creating Storytown?
I think the obstacles of being maybe the perception that we are a very successful maybe business, and maybe people don't know that we're a nonprofit, because the Sarcasm Festival year one, I think, made a big splash. And in people's minds, I think, wow, that must have been great success. But we were able to do the Sarcasm Festival through the generosity of others. It's a nonprofit. So I think that's one of the challenges, is how do we transition into something that can sustain over a long period of time.
So do you have plans to grow and to, you know, have a presence in other places in the Rogue Valley, or to add events up and down the sort of I-5 corridor that we live along here?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, right now we're talking about expanding the app, maybe rethinking the identity of it. So right now the branding identity is Storytown Ashland. That could transition into something else, maybe Storytown Live, which could open us up to, you know, the Brit Festival, the Holly Theater in Medford. There's so many venues. And I think another kind of big idea is the Valley is the venue. And so, you know, the venues in Ashland are just part of a greater whole.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it seems like you would have natural linkages with Travel Oregon or Travel Medford or Travel Ashland. And, you know, have you been working with other partners on, you know, expanding awareness of this app?
I know that Carolina is out there pounding the pavement in terms of that. And yeah, it seems like there's some really natural ways for us to collaborate with Travel Medford, Travel Southern Oregon, Travel Oregon. I think the Southern Oregon region is vital to the state of Oregon in terms of tourism flow. Either way you go on the I-5, whether you're coming from California, it's the first place you drive into. And whether you're leaving, it's the last place you drive into. So I feel like, yeah, Ashland and the Valley are really important for, yeah, tourism flow.
Mm-hmm. It's such an interesting bridge between, technology and analog experiences. And with all of the AI hype right now, talk a little bit about how you value analog experiences through Storytown.
Yes, I love that idea of Ashland being a place where humans come to be with other humans. And the app, although it is a technology that uses some AI, it really is a catalyst in bringing humans to other humans for experiences. Shakespeare has been very popular, obviously great and successful for the town, but we think we can add more. So, you know, stories can be told in so many different forms.
Right, right. And if you're focusing on young families, things like the Science Works Museum, mm-hmm. Hands-On Museum in Ashland, and then you've got the Children's Museum in Medford, and, you know, lots of ways to connect families with hands-on analog activities. So we might be looking at a screen to find it, but we're not going to be looking at a screen when we get there.
Yes. And summertime is critical for that kind of thing. We're finding that right now the app is really kind of taking off. And I think that's because parents are going, you know, they're looking for a tool to find things for their kids to do, whether it's summer camp, sports, or it's some sort of event. And within our planning of all the events that we have kind of planned coming up, family forward events and activities are at the top.
Do you have specific goals for the next 3 to 5 years? Like if you had to name your top two or three things, what would those be?
Absolutely. I think turning the app into the potential to earn some income for the nonprofit. So monetizing the app, adding some more marquee events. So sort of the big idea is within the next 3 years, we could have a tentpole event in each quarter of the year or season of the year. Right now, Shakespeare takes up mostly the summer, fall, and spring to a degree, but we think we could add another spring event, we could add a winter event, and now with the Sarcasm Festival continuing to grow, we think we have that kind of tentpole in the winter with Sarcasm.
Wow. Well, I wish you all success with that. That sounds like that would really help draw more people year-round to Southern Oregon and your efforts to promote that and to benefit businesses and nonprofits alike here sounds like it has huge potential.
Thank you. We think so too.
You've been listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Cynthia Scher, and you can find this and other episodes at jeffexchange.org and on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Matt, for taking the time to tell your story on the show today.
Thank you so much.